You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Lots of fun stuff from this weekend as week one of college football got underway. Now, there's a lot of things I want to talk about here. So, and where to start is the crazy part of this. Let's start with the biggest game of the weekend was Ohio State and Texas, right? But the
what?
The biggest thing that happened out of this game that everybody's talking about, was it Arch Manning and his struggles? No. Was it Ohio State showing everybody that, by the way, Ohio State deserves more credit than everybody just crapping all over Arch Manning. They played a hell of a game.
They're still talking about Texas.
Yeah.
I know.
But I got to ask you a serious question, Ed, and let me see if I can get this picture here. So this is Ryan Day walking in. Does he have a nipple ring?
Yes, 100%.
Does it look like it's 100% a nipple ring?
Dude, if you see nipple rings, it's a nipple ring.
I'm just saying, what if he had large areolas and those were like the...
Dude, he'd have to have horned areolas.
Has those bumps around it? Like somebody said, that's braille for lick
here? That is a nipple ring. It's a barbell nipple ring is what that is.
Joe, did you think he was wearing a... Did you see the picture?
Oh, Joe, I did not.
Okay. If you want to look over my shoulder, you can see the hard nipple and the dots next to it. I don't know if you can see it from a distance. I mean, the guy already paints on his beard, which I find so weird.
He what?
His beard's painted on. Like, he does the really, really dark beard when he's an older man.
Oh.
You know, like, and I know some guys do it. More hats off to you if that's what you want to do. When I get old, I already have. I'm just going to keep getting old. I'm not dying anything. But there was so much talk about this nipple ring. And now everybody, inquiring minds want to know, because there's so many people that agree with you that is 100% a nipple ring.
Yeah.
And now we need answers, Ryan Day. When? How long? Is it just the one side?
Yes.
Was that something you did because your team won the national championship and maybe you said to him, hey, if you guys do this, I'll get my nipple pierced.
This is when my son was younger, when he just started hanging out with, he was getting cool.
Yeah.
And we were, where the hell were we? At the beach or something. I'd taken him somewhere. And I said, I just want to tell you before we get in the water, and your friends are going to see, I said, I had my nipples pierced. He was like, I thought he was. And because it's me, it's possible.
But you did. You were just busting shots. Oh, let's get to this game. Did you see Northwestern and Tulane played? Tulane put in a request. Now I need to find out who that is. Tulane put in a request that they wear their white jerseys, and Northwestern denied them. Said, no, it's not happening. Tulane wanted to wear their white jerseys because it's the same thing they did after Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm. It was the
back in 2005. Yeah. It was the anniversary, 20-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the sole reason why they said no. Was it some gamesmanship? But Summerall wasn't having it. As he was asked about it, he said, when you disrespect the city of New Orleans, you're going to run into it. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but don't disrespect the city of New Orleans. And Tulane had their way. You know, like, it was a fired up team.
Yeah.
It is kind of silly when people do this. If you made it clear it's the anniversary and this is what we want to do and you say no, I think you're kind of a jackass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like pointless.
Seriously, if, say, the Jets or the Giants wanted to wear a certain jersey for 9/11.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Ravens played the Jets on 9/11.
Yep.
I mean, think about it. I have a hat. They all had NYPD and FDNY hats on the sidelines.
I think everybody in that stadium should be wearing that, including the Ravens.
Yeah, you know, and they did, because actually Ian Curl gave me hers.
That's pretty cool.
Ever hats. It's NYPD. It's our cap, but it has a Ravens logo on the side. Really cool.
Let me give you another short story here, if you watched it over the weekend. Tennis event where this CEO, it's a Polish CEO of some company, whatever, tennis player came over and he was signing autographs and giving things out, and he went to give his hat to a little kid, to which the CEO grabbed it, put it in his bag.
You're kidding.
And then walked away. Now, there's a fake note from this so-called Polish CEO. Uh-huh. I don't know what the guy's name is, so I'm just... Oh, here. Kamil...
Good luck.
Oh, no, that's the tennis player. That's not him. But anyway, so we've seen this happen before with baseballs and the woman that steals it from the little kid, and... I guess all is fair in love and war, but we all know what you're supposed to do when that happens. And if that hat was supposed to go to that kid, then he should be giving it. This is a two-parter, because now people are essentially, I don't know if you want to call it doxing or whatever, but they flood that company's, like Yelp or the Better Business Bureau, and just give him failing ratings across the board and just kill them. And this has happened with restaurants where things have gone wrong or whatever. First off, is it wrong for him to take that thing? If it was a fly ball and it's off, it's fair game. Because I've said this before, if a fly ball comes to me, I'm never going to keep it. It's always going to go to some kid around me.
Yeah.
The same thing, if you ask me to get in your 50-50 raffle, I don't want to. Just take my money, because I can't keep the money if I actually win it. Right. I have to donate all of it back. Yeah. In my mind, I have to.
Yeah.
So what do you feel about this? Like,
that's why I hate 50-50 raffles.
50-50.
50. They put you in such a bad spot. It's like, just you don't want me to keep this money. It's, you know, for charity, you're going to steal money from probably. So,
anybody asked me to get into it, I just say, here's my money.
First of all, I do not understand for the life of me how people are so enthralled. It's cool to catch a foul ball or a home run.
But keep it?
For what?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with this baseball? It's worth like, $3. Like, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
It's a baseball.
I remember walking in.
They care nothing about it. That's why I don't retrieve it.
Yeah. I went in Iron Bird Stadium the first time I ever went in there. Somebody hit a foul ball up on the concourse. Literally one bounce right to me. I caught it. As soon as I walked in. And like, I'm looking around like kind of celebrating. It's my first time ever catching a foul ball. And all these people are staring at me, and they start, "You going to give it to the kid? Give it to the kid." And I said, "Can you guys hold your horses? I'm going to give it to the damn kid. I don't need the mob out here yelling at me. I don't need this ball." It's like, it's the first time it ever happened in my life. But this stuff is different. That guy clearly took the hat that was supposed to go to the kid, and he said
nothing
worse about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this last thing. Speaking of even worse. And by the way, I told Ed to watch this... this movie, and I'm going to tell everybody else, if you haven't watched it, the new documentary on Netflix called Unknown Number, The High School Catfish, you might see the worst person in the world in this thing. And it's basically about someone that's texting nasty messages to try to break up this girl and boy. And then then this person's texting messages to everyone else. You're trying to figure out who did it. When the ending happens, you're like, oh my God. So yeah, definitely watch it before someone ruins it for you. But I got to get to this, because this audio, and I want to set it up, and this isn't I'm not joking, I'm not trying to set you up for anything, but the question I would have is, if you were interviewing someone, and they say to you, "I was sexually abused as a child," I mean, what's your answer back to them? Like, it's typically, "I'm sorry." I told Ed, I said, if you're super liberal, you might go, "I thank you for sharing with me," but usually it's, "Hey, I'm sorry you went through that."
Yeah.
I don't think this is what you're supposed to say.
I was sexually abused as a child. You know, I mean, that's not an easy thing.
You must have been an attractive young gentleman.
What?
I'm going to leave you with one last thing, because we have to hop up. But
he said what? You must have been a very...
You must have been a hot 9-year-old.
Attractive what an young idiot. Gentleman. Who says that?
That guy.
There's nothing funny about what happened to him, but I can't believe someone said that to another human being in an interview. You must have been a very attractive young gentleman.
I'm stunned. I mean,
this is the most
I can't believe. If 1,000 people asked that question, nobody would say that except that guy.
There's so many things to say here, and I don't want to get myself in trouble, so I'm going to leave it at that. But that's definitely the end of the world of stupid. You must have been a very attractive young gentleman. How many times has somebody said that to you, Joe? Wonderful things. All right, coming up on the show, more Oriole talk, and we'll get to college football at 7:30. But Orioles weekend recap yesterday, pulling out a win, kind of crazy. I loved the Padres yesterday and was dead wrong. I had a terrible day. But we'll talk about what the Orioles did over the weekend, how Sam Basayo and Beaver's looking. Trevor Rogers has continued to look great. We'll get into that and take your phone calls at 410-583-1057.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Beavers laces it to right field. That's down for a base hit. Buck Britton wheels around Jackson. He's coming home. Laureano with the throw. It's late, and the runner is in.
Akins 2-2.
Got it with a fastball. That'll finish the ball game.
There you go. That's who's that? Courtesy of what, Masson? That's what I... Okay. I just wanted to double check. I didn't think we would have the radio call. And, you know, as you look at this weekend... with the Orioles, we had the Giants first and then the Padres. I talked about on Friday what a perfect game that under would have been with Robbie Ray and Dean Kramer going. That may have been the highest scoring game of the weekend. I think it was. They scored 20-some runs as everything went wrong. As I'm literally writing in the commercial breaks all the stuff for my gambling, for the website and all that. And I had a terrible day yesterday. There's nothing worse than handicapping a baseball game, and as soon as it starts, you're like, the pitcher doesn't have it. Because you basically bet on the starting pitchers in most outings. That's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. That's why the line gets set there, is that you're like, oh, this guy's going to pitch six innings, and if I'm looking at it on average, this is what he typically does. How does he match up with this team? if you're doing your due diligence and you're doing your work and looking through it. I was reading something up until yesterday that over the last 9 or 10 starts, the Orioles hadn't won a game that Trevor Rogers didn't start.
He has been next worldly.
You know what? Can I? So I talk about the algorithm that I use, and mm-hmm. even throughout this season, and it gets stuff wrong all the time. Mm-hmm. It's predictive. Trevor Rogers shows up in the bottom 5 pitchers in every single day. And I think it has more to do about the history of what he's done than what he's doing right now, which to me doesn't make any sense because I'm going.
It's not a small sample size now.
No, because people are pushing, saying that he should be up for the Cy Young. I don't know how he's not up for comeback player of the year and they just give it to Jacob DeGrom. I mean, he's very deserving, but this guy sucked. Now he's the best pitcher in baseball,
yeah.
Which that sounds weird. And I know it doesn't seem factual. Statistically, it is.
He is.
He's been the best pitcher.
He's better than Scooble and Skeens and everybody else.
Yeah. All the S's.
All the S's.
Senga. Oh, I'm going to keep going.
Sean Manaya.
Well, he was terrible yesterday. The Dodgers and the Mets. I'm sorry. The Tigers and the Mets couldn't figure out who wanted to win that game.
Juan Soto was unbelievable.
Oh.
Grand slam and a triple.
Yeah. Oof. How did his lazy ass get on third? Would it leave the ballpark and they couldn't find it? It bounce? It's like, anyway, but. You know, just looking at the Orioles, I've said it's all about watching individuals. It's not about team wins and losses at this point, even though I know some people still hang their hat on that. Yeah. It's about watching Basai, who had a big hit yesterday in a key situation. Mm-hmm. Beavers, who you heard that highlight and how good he's been thus far. What have you thought about some of the young guys that we've had? Because Basayo hits that home run, in San Francisco over the weekend. So that was his first.
First, yeah.
He was robbed in his first game of one.
Yes.
But I'm just wondering, do we now start to see more and more of those extra base hits, home runs and doubles from him? Because we know he's very capable of doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited about what you're talking about, just him and Beavers or mm-hmm. in particular. Yeah. I mean, they both look like they belong here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that to me, that's kind of unusual and a real pleasant surprise because whenever you got guys called up, it's a prospect. And anybody that's played the game from, you know, we have Bordy on and anybody we've had on who's played the game, Ben McDonald, the biggest leap is from AAA to the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest leap you're ever going to have. And it's evident when guys come up. I mean, guys have struggled who are awesome, like Jackson Holliday. Guys, you know, Cal Ripken.
I mean, you could list
goes on and on. Right.
And even the guys that come out and have immediate success eventually go through the slump when pitchers adjust to them or, wait a minute, we're noticing now we have enough of a sample size. This kid doesn't hit breaking balls on the outside of the plate. Let's attack him there. And then all of a sudden you're like, what's going on with him? Why isn't he hitting? And then he's got to make the adjustment. Mm-hmm. But, man, I look at this team and again, I'm mainly watching. I still want to see Jackson Holliday and what he finishes with. I want to see Gunner. There's a lot to like about it. I want to keep watching Trevor Rogers starts, and Kyle Bradish, who I've said this before, I do this all the time. If I'm, if I notice a pitcher that's come off the IL and it's been an extended IL, I target them in their second start. So I thought Bradish was going to have a bad start, which he technically didn't have a good one. He only went 4 innings. It's kind of what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. He limited the damage. I thought it was going to get ugly early. Arise gets on.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets a strikeout on a foul tip and a throw him out.
Yeah.
And then the next guy gets a base hit, and you're like, oh, that really helped him because now you're looking at possibly first and third with one out, and the floodgates can open up after that. But it's good to see that he's weathering that. He still ended up with 5 strikeouts in 4 innings. But, again, that's another person I want to keep my eye on moving forward. But I guess the big question is we're going to focus a lot towards the offseason where there's a contingency of fans that don't think they're going to do anything. I'm in the boat where I think they're going to do a ton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to with your bullpen. But then you start looking at the team and you're going, is a trade imminent? Because if you look at the outfield, is Beavers going to be a part of your future next year to start the season? You'd probably think so, right?
I think so, yeah.
Couser?
Yeah.
And then good old General Soreness is back.
Mm.
Again, maybe he's hurt, maybe he's not. But if they're paying him money, you can't tell me they're not going to trot him out there. So then you start looking at,
I'll tell you who I'd like to really take a look at. One of the Padres. His name was Laureano.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to get him.
Yeah. Well, he's been pretty good this year. But no, like you start looking at that. You look at the infield and everybody says the infield's full, right?
Mm-hmm.
Behind the plate, you got 2 catchers, third base, shortstop, second.
Yeah.
First, you got Mayo and Mountcastle, depending on what happens there. Yeah. Maybe Basayo ends up at first. Where are you adding? Because there has to be some sort of trade of players that are here now.
Yeah.
to move them to get bullpen help, a closer, another starter, whatever it may be. Or we're back at, hey, send these young guys back to AAA or they're not playing every day. And I don't think that's what they're going to do. Mm-mm. So in my mind, there has to be one, two trades in the offseason involving players that are already here.
I think you're right. Well, you are right. I can't see any other solution. You've got, you depleted your minors now. Now the guys who should be here, I believe, are here. I haven't heard of anybody like, you know.
Look, if people had their druthers, Tyler O'Neill would not be in that mix.
Right.
But because they're paying him, whatever it is, 30-some million over the next 2 years, he's going to be in the mix, and he does crush left-handed pitching midway through the season after he's been hurt the rest of the year. He's going to be a part of this going forward, and then you'd look at it and say, okay, well, DH is open. Well, if you got Mayo at first, then Basayo or Adley's probably DH, and that's why I do think one or two trades
Mayo
are imminent.
Mountcastle, I mean, what are you doing with, you know?
Mayo has more... You know, I guess he's going to bring back a better haul than what Mountcastle would be, but I still think you could get something for him, but yeah. I don't think it's ultimately what people think.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that was generally a question. I don't know. Because I think Mountcastle is a really good first baseman now. You know, is he staying or not?
I am not saying that you can't improve on any one of those outfield spots. Mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker's better than all three of those guys combined. You know, and again, I don't know that the Orioles are going to be on him, but he's the biggest name in the offseason. Mm-hmm. People keep bringing up Kyle Schwarber. You're bringing in another DH because his ass shouldn't be out in the field at all.
Yeah, they bring in Juan Soto.
Yeah, you know, and in Juan Soto, you're going to trot out in right field and watch him butcher it. But like,
yeah.
So I look at these spots going, you know, something has to happen.
What happened to Enrique Bradfield Jr.?
I mean, he's still working his way up. He didn't have quite the year I think they wanted him to have. Didn't he get hurt this year?
Yeah, but he just got promoted. Yeah.
He did? Okay. So what, AAA?
Correct.
So again, he'll be on his way at some point too. So we just have to wait and see. Let me take Antonio and Rosedale here real quick. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Wow.
Happy Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, babe.
What will the Orioles starting rotation look like next season? Do we have a number one pitcher or we have one in the offseason? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Well, Antonio, the foregone conclusion is you got Kramer, you got Rogers, you got Bradish, right? Those are the three guys everybody talks about. We don't know what's going to happen with Grayson, if you're going to get anything from him. You still have some young pitchers here in Cade Povich and Brandon Young, and we heard about Chase McDermott, but I ultimately think he's going to be a bullpen piece. And then there's other names like I don't think they're kicking the tires on Sagano again. You got to improve there.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Framber Valdez's name linked here. That's a lefty that gets a ton of ground balls, makes a ton of sense to go along with Rogers.
I think he's one of the best pitchers in the majors, and he's just very underrated.
Yeah, he never gets the credit he gets doesn't. Because he wasn't a big strikeout pitcher, right. And now he can get those. Mm-hmm. So, look, when the offseason happens, we'll see how active they are, but you have a GM under fire. You have ownership that's already talked about the offseason and how they're going to spend money. So I'm going to take them at their word, and if they don't, they're going to get killed. And it's going to be the same thing next year that it was this year.
If they don't, they deserve to get killed because, you know, it's a problem. And now the bullpen's terrible.
You have to replace all of that.
You need a new bullpen, and, you know, there's no way around it. So I don't know what you do there. Your starting pitch, you may be okay, but your bullpen's not.
I'm going to talk some Ravens-Bills coming up at 7:45. But up next, a little college football. What were your thoughts watching Arch Manning look terrible against Ohio State? Hats off to Ohio State for playing well. As I said earlier, the top five most bet teams this weekend, all of them did not cover the spread. Most of them lost outright. We'll get into all that and take your phone calls at 410-583-1057.
Saying, looking, goes deep, saying, Tate, touchdown, Tater, Cardale Tate, 40 yards.
That's courtesy of Fox. There's Gus Johnson, who somebody once told me he doesn't like to prep for games. He just likes to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess he's using a spotter, and he's just, everything's off the cuff with him. Mm-hmm. And that's how he's comfortable. He's one of the best college football announcers. You can't tell me you don't get fired up watching his games. And I thought this weekend, I don't know how much, if you got to watch all of Ohio State, Texas, which... I sat down and watched that whole thing, and when Arch got that touchdown, I'm like, okay, you just got to get a stop here. Maybe this thing gets interesting, but we just never got there. And then here's what's funny. That Cardale Tate touchdown. So that was a 40-yard touchdown reception, I think. He had a 9-yard reception earlier in the game. His prop was anywhere from 48.5 to 52.5. He caught 49 yards. So depending on when you got the number you won or lost, it's just, it's, these guys are so good sometimes.
Now, it's funny. I had this conversation last night. I said, is Vegas this good? And I brought up the Florida LIU game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, LIU had no business being on the field of Florida. How do you predict that game? No business. Not even in the same stratosphere.
I'm not in the boat that things are fixed.
However,
but it feels like it's.
I mean, kidding aside, I'm like, that, for people who don't know, when we were here last week, we were talking college football, and I brought this game to Jeremy during his, you know, gambling segment. I go, what do you think of this game? They're 45 point favorite.
And I said to you, anytime somebody's that big of a favorite, mm-hmm. and you look at the total, I would usually parlay the over
right.
with the favorite or the under with the underdog.
Well, if you parlayed the favorite and gave up the points and went with the under.
You won.
You won. And the under was 55.5.
And it was 55-0?
55-0.
50. Oh, man.
How did you do that?
It's amazing watching these games and what happens sometimes. And as I told somebody else, like, so last night I was on North Carolina. And let me give you my reasoning why. Right. Like, I even had somebody send me an email. It's like, hey, you're usually fading the public, and I see more money coming in on UNC than TCU, and I didn't see that. But, like, in breaking it down, I'm thinking, you get Bill Belichick, who's got all offseason to get ready for a team. TCU, they're returning their quarterback. They have all new wide receiving core, almost an all-new defense. They lost all the major key pieces they had on defense, and last year they were one of the worst rushing teams in all of football. And down the stretch, they beat no one. They won, like, 6 or 7 games in a row down the stretch, and it was all, like, Baylor, Texas Tech, Colorado, like all these teams that are, when I say no one, those are middling teams. Like those teams are happy if they get to the Polander Weed Eater Bowl. You know, like that's nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying they didn't beat anybody of substance. My thought was that Bill Belichick's going to come in and run a cover two or some sort of shell and say, hey, you guys run the football. And if you can run the football efficiently on us, we'll do that. The unknown about UNC is they get the South Alabama quarterback transferring in. They bring in a big-time pass rusher, even though it's out of UConn. The guy had 12.5 sacks last year.
Mm-hmm.
So he rebuilt the defensive line. He rebuilt the offensive line. They marched right down the field and scored a touchdown. And wasn't much else after that, was there? Just all TCU. 2 defensive touchdowns by TCU. Yep. They looked terrible.
Yeah.
Welcome to college, Bill.
It was something.
Old Chapel Bill's first game didn't go well, so that was a big loss for me. I did have Miami over Notre Dame this weekend. I saw a Notre Dame fan who was like, you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe we don't win any of these big games. Can somebody tell us the last time we've won a really, really big game? And I don't need a Notre Dame fan to call in and point out this game in the regular season, that game in the regular season. That didn't come from me. That came from a Notre Dame fan. It's like, get rid of Marcus Freeman already. People get upset over week one. Alabama wants to get rid of Kalen DeBoer. Guy took his team, took Washington to a national championship and lost. And now they want to get rid of him because they just lost to FSU. The game. It is funny. Did you see all the FSU guys? Like the thing, I love when teams do this. Like Peter Wark was there. He was all fired up leading everybody out on the field. For the U, I think Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis were there. For some reason, Stephen A. Smith was taking pictures with him. Maybe that was an ESPN game. I don't remember. But it was a fun weekend of college football, even though we saw a lot of big-time teams go down. And we're still going to figure out who's who. With the transfer portal, things can change in a heartbeat.
They do.
I liked Clemson over LSU. LSU beat them. They shut them out in the second half. And when you look at LSU, you got to check out that 6'7" tight end they have that has like an unreal wingspan. Mm-hmm. But LSU won the transfer portal this year. They killed it there. Or they had the number one recruiting class. It was one or the other. And then there was another team. Who were we talking? Oh, I think it was Miami. They were talking about that hitting the transfer portal and all these teams that there's just so many new faces and new names. And if you get like Phil Steele's college football book or Athlon or one of these with all the teams and it breaks down returning starters who transferred in, all I want you to go is look at returning starters across the board in college football. You routinely have teams returning 2 to 5 starters on both sides of the ball. Now, I know there's a turnover rate in the league, but it's in college football, but it's not that high. Guys are just transferring out for better opportunities. And the guys that are transferring out sometimes are the backups that would be the starters for the next year. And they're just going to another team to start because they're unhappy where they're at. And we're going to see more and more of this. Anything stand out to you this weekend that kind of caught you off guard? Like, hey, they're a lot better than we think outside of, I mean, I know you want to talk about FSU because that's a huge win. You're almost a 2-touchdown underdog.
And they won by 2 touchdowns.
Kicked their asses.
They kicked their ass. They really did.
Like Alabama scored to make it it was a touchdown game. And you're like, oh, here we go. Are they coming back now? And then Florida State said, you know that other school around the corner? Yeah, F you. We're going right down the field and scoring a touchdown. And there's nothing you guys are going to do about it.
Yeah, that was the big game of the weekend because it was the biggest upset of the weekend. You know, but you look at it, a lot of ranked teams lost.
Yeah.
I mean, they did. I mean, obviously, Alabama lost. They were eighth in the country. I mean, Texas was number one. They lost. They lost to number three team. So somebody had to lose that game. Clemson lost. LSU.
Yeah. As I told you, the top five bet teams all lost.
Yeah. So and a lot of teams just happened to lose. So it's kind of... It was an interesting weekend.
Yeah, and we'll see what week... overreaction is... I always say this. NFL overreaction week one.
Boise State was ranked. They lost, too.
Yeah. They got their asses kicked. Yeah. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What's good, Ed and Jerry? How y'all
What's up, man? How are you?
Good. Quick one-line humor, and then I get to my thought, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
They said the whole University of Alabama was standing out in front of Miss Terry's house begging for Nick to come back.
It wouldn't surprise me, man, because like those fans are so upset.
Yeah.
Pissed. But with Arch Manning, my dude, this kid was raised to be a top-level football player. Matt Patricia dialed up a gem, of course. Ohio State is legit, but for Arch, you know, Sark just tried to keep him a little too safe because in the fourth quarter to dial up almost 130 yards after three quarters of being frustrated to the mountain, you know what I mean? I felt like he finished the game a lot stronger. And just for you, Jer, he had similar stats that both his uncles did in similar type of a game for college.
Yeah. And I think Kevin, I appreciate the phone call. Like the stuff that people were talking about, it's like, oh, yeah, remember, he's the kid of the one brother that didn't play college football. Right. Well, he had a spinal issue, and the kid was... Cooper Manning was one of the best wide receivers in the country that year. He apparently got his dad's athleticism, and the other two didn't.
That's true, because Archie could run.
Yeah. But again, you're seeing every commercial with him in it. He's getting paid so much money. It's what everybody talked about. He dropped from being the Heisman favorite to, 16-1. I would tell you guys to go hammer the 16-1 now. That team, they might finish the season with one loss.
So, yes.
I still think it's even better time in my mind to bet him because there's only the chance that he gets better here.
Yeah. Before we move to whatever, North Carolina getting drubbed, what do you think about the ACC fining Florida State for the, you know, storm in the field? They fined them $50,000.
I wish they'd do more of that. I hate it.
I do too. I just don't know how you
was that. Did everybody know that? Like, was that
something was happening? I mean, it was allowed.
No, I mean, I didn't know there was a $50,000 fine for storming. Like, I think storming the court is worse than storming the field. But
small, yeah.
But anyway,
I agree with that. I think it's dangerous. I think it's really, really dangerous. I don't like it at all. But they did. It was a $50,000 fine for against FSU.
We're going to continue the college football talk. We got Corey and Buffalo Zoe. I'm sure Buffalo Zoe's got a couple things he wants to talk about. We'll continue college football talk. Get your phone calls, 410-583-1057 right here on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, welcome back. Rob Long's off, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here today on the Big Bad Morning Show. We're talking some college football and taking some phone calls. Had some people waiting patiently, want to talk about this weekend's games. Let's go to Corey, who's in Baltimore. Corey, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's happening, man? Welcome back, bro.
Thanks, man.
I want to give a first of all, I want to give a big shout out to my son.
How they do?
For the University. They were 40-point underdogs, man, and they hung in there with the University of Michigan. Let me tell you something, man. That's the first time I've been to the Big House, man. That place is fabulous, man.
All those metal fabulous bleacher seats that you're sitting around.
Oh, man, yeah. My ass is chapped right now, bro. I am sitting on a donut right now, man. My ass is chapped. But nevertheless, man, Steve Sarkisian, you know, that was a hell of a game, man. That was I'm more of momentum. You know, them guys were shut out for three quarters straight. And once they bust their ass to get down to that goal line, come on, dude. At least get a guy 3 points. Let them feel good about themselves and let that defense go back to work.
Yeah.
Once they didn't get in that end zone, man, it was like, oh, Ed just left, man. It just goes to show, I don't think he can't coach big games, man. Ain't no way in the world you should let that momentum get away from y'all like that, man, and let them guys go out like that. So I'll put that blame on him, man. Y'all guys have a great day.
You too. And again, I think that's somewhere where we go back to. I mean, Sarkisian's a guy that we've questioned at times in some of these big games leading up to it. It's like, was he going to be the one to get it done at Texas? And then, of course, you know, you start looking around at some of the other games that we've seen. I think there are a lot of guys that have questions about how they're going to do in big games. Nobody more than James Franklin here.
James Franklin gets a ton of criticism. Ton.
But again, to what he's talking about, you get down there and you got to come away with something. And it didn't look like they put Arch in the best possible situation to succeed there. Like, he couldn't see anything downfield. And maybe that's part of him. Maybe he's not. For the people out there that are naysaying and saying, oh, this is just nepotism, even though I think he broke everyone's records in New Orleans. He can play. It's just a matter of, will he be an NFL quarterback? Because he's going to be a hell of a college one. And now we have teams. Some people think Dallas is doing the march for Arch. Ain't no doubt that New Orleans is. They'd love to see the second son come back and be their savior there and have Arch Manning, grandson of Archie Manning, come in and be their guy. But I agree. There's a lot of bad decision-making in football, period. But in college football, there's a ton. You get some coaches that are so aggressive just for the sake of being aggressive. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Dan Campbells in college.
Yeah.
What is it? 4th and 8? We can get that. That just do some really stupid things or get too cute at times. Like, all these offensive minds want to show you the things that they can draw up. When realistically, if you have great route, if you have a great, you know, opportunity here to run dual routes where people are, you're opening it up for someone else or running plays that look the same, but there's a totally different look after it. One of the things they brought up in that Ohio State game, they're like, hey, this is where Sarkisian likes to get misdirection to try to get some easy stuff. So you see the guy coming underneath and the dump off. Does he catch it? Does he take it to the house? Can he beat somebody on the outside? You have so much speed and talent there. It's about getting them in open space and seeing what they can do with it. And we just didn't see that from game one with Texas. But I also got to say this, like, people need to give Ohio State a lot of credit for what they did. Everybody doubted them. Everybody said they couldn't win. They were underdogs at home in the horseshoe. I don't know the last time that's happened.
They're favorites.
They were. They were until
they kick off.
Friday night into Saturday morning, became a 1.5-point favorite. And then the Sharps came in and bet it back, and it went to basically like a pick 'em.
Okay.
So depending on where you got, if you bet with your local, you probably got the pick minus one. Hey, what's the spread on the game? It's pick minus one. What's that mean? Well, whichever team you take, you're minus 1 point. You sons of bitches. That's what you're doing? But that's what happens, man. Let's go to Buffalo Zoe. Big week for you, man. What's on your mind?
Man, good morning, man. I love watching Florida State give Alabama the blues, man. How about this, man? I need somebody to hit Rob and tell him update. Florida State just scored again, bro.
Oh, yeah, when he said update, Alabama was going to score.
it was wonderful, man. TC, man, Nick Cannon, same shirt on the way, bro. I'm getting a hoodie, too, man. I'm enjoying this. And I cannot wait to turn my car into the Buffalo Bills Mobile.
Oh, no.
And ride these people around, man. And please, I'm telling you, and don't let us win, bro. I'm coming back out Sunday just to pick up Ravens fan because I already know what it is. Man, y'all have a good one, bro.
You too, man. And I don't know if you know this. I brought this up before. Buffalo Zoe's son is like a huge Browns fan.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm just thinking about two organizations, eh? They just don't win. with the Bills, it's a Super Bowl. With the Browns, it's games. They stink.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man. I know this is going to be a big week for Buffalo Zoe. And it's funny because I like the Bills until I deal with Bills fans. And it's a matter of, like, people say the dumbest things and they have so much time on social media to keep answering back. That's why I told you, like, if someone sends me a message, I'm probably going to DM them instead of answering back on social media. Just because I don't feel like looking down saying, how do I have 25 missed messages now? And it's just people arguing in your mentions.
I say, look... I think fans in general are obnoxious because, and I don't mean that derogatory, they're obnoxious if they're not fans of your team because they're just, going to go at it.
I'm 1,000% positive that's Ravens fans and other people.
It is.
It's just,
sure
it's fandom.
It is. It's fandom. And Bills fans, I give them credit because I think it's a very loyal fan. There's some really loyal fan bases out there whose teams haven't been successful. I mean, they're very successful. They just haven't won at all. But I mean, like the Redskins, they when they were the Redskins. And now they're whatever the hell they are, the Commanders. Their fans have been loyal. I mean, they've been with them through everything. It's a proud. They've been terrible. Mm-hmm. They've been terrible. Now they're not. I mean, they're not.
I got a buddy that's a Commanders fan, and he's like, when they got Jalen Daniels, he goes, "You have no idea how I feel right now."
Yeah.
Like, it's all that nonsense we went through. It feels worth it right now just to have him and be able to watch him. So
Jaden made a big difference, man. Yep. He turned the team around.
All right, we're going to talk some Ravens coming up, start hour number three. We got Ken McCusick for two segments. Shovels after that, but here we are, Buffalo Bills this week. Who's going to play? Who's not going to play? What's this thing look like? It's basically a pick 'em game. We'll get into that with Ken McCusick for two segments right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.